Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening this morning that these teachings just bring her a lot of clarity so she can know what your will is, so she can obey it. I ask all these prayers you feel in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to protect you and guide you through all the trials that you're going to be going through. Okay, it's not the work of your own hands. You can't foresee the things that are going to come your way. You need to let him guide you because he'll prepare you, okay? But once he does, and once you do start walking in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, you're going to experience persecution, and that you can understand persecution, you understand Bible prophecy, okay? Talking about the spirit of communism, okay, and how it can be very judgmental. You're going to see people under curses, okay? And rather than turn to the Lord and repent, they're going to turn towards, you can experience them coming towards you if you do well and you go through this judgment and you're flourishing like Scripture prophesies, you, and promises as well. You'll be doing okay, and then they can come and be very judgmental and say, listen, it's your fault. You're not helping me out. You're supposed to help me out, okay? Because I want to make this clear. When this does come your way, if you do well, okay, and overcome and shine as a light that's bright, and it's very clear that you're not subject to these curses and you do okay, all right, during times of judgment, then people who are subject to the judgment, to these judgments, okay, will come to you, and oftentimes they're extremely proud. Okay, and extremely forward and extremely judgmental, okay? And they will come with Scripture, okay? And they'll say, you're not a fruitful Christian because look at you, you've got all that stuff and you're doing okay and I'm over here suffering and you're not helping me out and you're supposed to help me out. And they'll quote Scripture to you and everything. I've seen it. And but the Holy Spirit's saying, no, okay, I've taken what they have. You need to let them stay where they are until they repent. And then once they repent, yes, you bring them in because they're of my spirit, okay? You bring them in, you help them out, and you put them, you know, back on their feet, whatever it is, okay? But not up until that point, okay? And what you'll find is if you get confused and you get bamboozled by these people, because it happens, okay? It does. And you got to trust in God's grace because this is for the sister. I got to make this really clear. For someone who is selfish and doesn't care about, you know, people who are suffering and, you know, turns a deaf ear to people when they're going through a hard time and then will lie in their heart and justify themselves and say, well, I'm not supposed to. You're subject to a judgment. And it's not true. They're lying. They really are supposed to help. They're going to be, you're going to be subject to judgment too because your heart is not that of the spirit, okay? And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about to the sister who fears God. Hates to see people go through a hard time, really hates it, okay? Wants to see people happy, okay? And really cares about people's souls and is tender-hearted, okay? And then, and she has that heart of Christ, okay? And then the Holy Spirit guides her through. She's okay. She's not subject to any of these curses. And she's fine. Her and her household have all that they need. And then there's those that she's warring for, okay? For their salvation, and they are subject to curses, and this is her time now to shine light bright as a light, okay, for the Holy Spirit, and say, you need to get ready for eternity, okay? This is a foreshadowing of the judgments to come, okay? I'm talking about that type of sister, because what you're going to find is you're going to have a hard time, okay? When your heart is really pricked for people suffering, and you don't like it, okay? And especially if they come with this forwardness, you know what I mean? You might feel like, man, I must be sinning because I think I'm supposed to do this and I think I'm supposed to do that. And you don't really need to worry, because you're going to find out the first time you make the mistake. You're going to see that all of a sudden things are not going well with you anymore. You fought really hard and it's because it's a real trial of faith to get through these times, okay, where you have everything that you need from the Father, okay?